Bridget Spider for breakfast. 92.5 Triple M.
Thursday edition of the podcast, and a lot of good stuff in here today. Rudy Vanderstone is back. He's Australia's meanest TV reviewer and is more important than ever because everyone's watching so much more TV, aren't they?
Yeah.
In isolation.
Yes. Actually, the show that he's mentioning, I cannot wait to see it this weekend, actually. Well, it sounds really out of control.
Yeah, he doesn't like many TV shows. In fact, the only one he's ever said yes to was Married at First Sight, which is out of character for him.
Says a lot about Rudy, doesn't it?
But, you'll hear his review of a telly show, which I personally have seen, I think, is excellent. That's coming up.
Yeah. I'm going to have a chat too. I'm week three of not leaving the house, doctor's orders, so because I'm a bit of a high health risk. So it's really interesting what goes through your head and how weird it is not leaving the house. We're going to have a chat also to Sandy Ray, our resident psychologist, on those little signs of anxiety and those signs that you think, oh, hang on, pull your head in. What's happening here?
Red flag. What's going on?
Why am I cleaning the oven at 4 a.m?
Yeah, well, talking about red flags, we're going to cross live to the USA as well because we're going to catch up with a nurse who's right on the front line, Judy, her name is, and she'll give us an insight into what we can pretty much expect in a couple of weeks if we follow the USA.
Wow, it's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like I said, a lot of good juicy stuff in this podcast, and lucky you, it starts now. Everyone across the Gold Coast has had their work life turned upside down. And a lot of cases, including us here, and we are all working from home at the moment in different parts of the Gold Coast.
We're very blessed that we can still work. I mean, it's just a massive plus. And you guys forgot to wish me a happy anniversary today.
What do you mean? It was your anniversary yesterday. It was 2 years since you'd met Jamie, got to base one, didn't know. Yeah.
We just kissed, yeah.
Yeah, first base.
Not that anniversary. Today is my third week of isolation, doctor's orders.
You've
isolation.
Been there for 3 weeks.
3 weeks I have not left the house. So it's doctor's orders because I am in a high risk category. So yeah, 3 weeks, three whole weeks. And it is a very interesting little trip, I can tell you that. Now, the positives are, I want to start with that, is that I thought, geez, if this was 2 years ago, I would have been single doing this. It would have been really tough to be on my own doing this. But then again, I also feel for parents. I mean, how you were doing that juggle with the kids and the schooling and having them there all the time and not having your friends have them for a, you know, for a night and a sleepover. And it's just, that must be so difficult.
It is. I can tell you that.
You can. I want to know first, do you guys see anything different in me? At all?
Is there anything that's a bit... Have you done something different with your hair?
No.
I mean, have things changed? Do I talk more to you guys because it's just myself and Jamie here and I have not been outside the gate. Is there anything or it's all right?
No, everything seems to be okay. Like you don't feel, do you feel all right?
Yeah, it's all right. I just, there's a few things that it's really interesting. You get a bit more, you get a bit paranoid and I'm finding myself now a little bit agoraphobic, which is the fear of being outside. So that's a very interesting twist to it all. And I do feel sorry for Jamie because he's the one that's got to do the shopping. And then he's really worried that if he brings something home and I get sick, he's going to blame himself and he feels terrible. So he goes out with gloves all the time. But because I don't know what's going on out there, yeah. He puts them on before he leaves and then he takes them off. And then so I feel sorry for him because I'm in that stage of, oh, you know, wipe your keys down, wipe the steering wheel down. Anything that comes into the house, I'm wiping down. I mean, I'm talking
What about the prawn dumplings?
Yep, even that packet. I wipe down the Honey Nut Crunch box. I wipe down everything.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not sure. Don't judge me. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying.
In this situation, and that's what's different with me, is that not being outside, you actually get a bit paranoid about what's coming in. You haven't had any contact with it. I haven't been outside my gate. And so it is just weird. I don't know, should I wipe everything down to that extent? And interestingly, the other day, the postie rung, he beeped his little horn. And I opened the gate. But he was right there at the gate, like right there. And so I like kind of leapt back. And he gave me this look like I'm not a leper. And then he wanted to hand me the post packages, and I didn't want to take them off him.
Put it there. Walk backwards.
Yeah.
Put it down.
No, it's
true.
Step
away from the parcel.
And we had a chat with our resident psychologist, Sandy Ray, about all this the other day. The early signs of stress, if you are in self-isolation. For example, I know my husband said to me, you're cleaning the house till 4 a.m. Your OCD is out of control. I mean, he loves it.
Okay.
But what are some of the subtle signs that you can maybe pick up in children that where they're not communicating to you or your partner, for example?
Oh, great question. I guess the 4 o'clock in the morning would be a bit of a cue to me that something's not right.
I'm not right. Yeah.
There's that green light that I was talking about.
Yeah. And I checked the oven 4 times, even though I haven't used it in 2 days. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, there we go. So, look, the point is so much embedded in that when our behaviours deviate a lot from what we normally would or wouldn't do. So the question I would ask you then, Bridge, is, is that what you normally do? Go check the oven at 4 o'clock in the morning or clean the house?
That's when I know. That's when I go, okay, what are you anxious about? So I do ask that question to settle myself down.
Well, there you go. So are you doing anything massively different?
Yeah. I spoke about it the other day. Let's do an inventory of the fridge, Jamie. Yep. You get a pen and paper and I'll write down everything that's in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just opening the door and seeing everything in the fridge. Now I've got a list I don't know what to do with, but that's a big sign. So anyway, look, he's being very patient. It's a weird, weird time, but I'm a lot more better off than a lot of people. I understand that. But the best part of it is?
Yep.
Every day is bring your dog to work day. Yahoo! It's so good.
Are you going to react, Spider? Or
no, it's awesome.
Joining us now is Judy, who's the nurse operations manager for Women and Children's Hospital in Florida. Very heavy times for yourself over there, Judy. In fact, you guys are like the test of what we might encounter in the next few weeks.
Absolutely. We are really in a flux. We feel that in the next 2 weeks, we're going to have an exponentially higher rate of positive COVID patients entering our system. What we're doing now with the healthcare system, we're just trying to stay really focused on keeping social distancing. Every visitor that comes in is masked. They are asked questions as far as travel questions. Have you been exposed? Do you have fever, et cetera? We are only allowing one visitor for all of my health organization, for all 7 hospitals, to visit with the patient and to stay. They cannot change out. That is the same visitor that has to stay for the duration of the whole stay. And we also are, every visitor has to be masked, wear a mask. Every nurse and healthcare provider has to wear a mask. And every patient has to be masked. So that's just for the general population, let alone patients that are suspected COVID patients. They are put in isolation rooms. The nurses and the healthcare providers have to put in full PPE, which is personal protective equipment, which is gown, glove, mask, eye shield, to take care of those patients.
What about, for yourself going home? You've got family. How do you do it to make sure that you're not going to get sick so you can continually do what you need to do?
So what I do is throughout the day, there is alcohol wipes, there is foam, there is washing. So you wash, the staff is totally focused in on washing and personal, taking care of themselves as washing hands, because that's the biggest prevention, to spread these type of things. I only have my work shoes in my car. I wear slides out to my car with just socks on. I keep those in the car. Right when I come in, I take off my uniform, I put it inside out, and put it in the wash and take a shower. So right when I come in, right when I enter the house, everything is off, and I'm in the shower before I do anything. Because it's a matter of, it's saying that it can live on solid surfaces, on clothing for days. So that's imperative that those things are taken care of.
And Judy, we're seeing on the news over in the States, lots of makeshift hospitals getting set up. Medical professionals, are you scared? Can you see an end to this in the near future?
It's funny because, not funny, haha, funny, but I have nurses that there's probably 5 to 10% that really are afraid. They don't want to take care of these patients. They have children at home, and they're very frightened by it, that it really almost paralyzes them from taking care of these patients, which, is in and of itself, that's what we do. Good, bad, or indifferent, that's what we have chosen to do for our careers. So there are issues where I've had literally one nurse in my department literally 2 days ago said, I can't work anymore. Now, she was not a young nurse. She said, I can't do this anymore. I'm afraid. I don't want to bring this home. So you have to balance that out to meet the needs of your staff, because it's frightening. It's frightening. It really is, because they just don't know where it's going to end.
Well, we wish you all the best of luck over there. I know it's you're a bit ahead of where we're at in Australia, but it looks like we're going the same way with the spread at the moment. And you're doing a fantastic job, Judy. So thank you so much for your time.
You're a hero.
Yes, we really appreciate
it. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, here he is, Rudy van der Stone, Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Because we're all isolating, unless you're an essential worker or a selfish F-wit, then your TV reviewer, that is me, has become an essential service.
Yes.
And today I'm reviewing something on Netflix, one of the streaming services people pay for but rarely watch. Tiger King.
Yeah. Yes.
Tiger King is the most watched show in Australia on Netflix. Are you guys across this wonderful thing?
No,
not yet. This weekend it's booked in.
Tiger King. I've watched.
You've got to get onto it.
I've watched it. I love it.
You love it? It looks at the weird and wonderful world of the private zoos in the USA, the perverts that run them, and the illicit trade of breeding and selling big cats. It's like Australia Zoo. It's animal exploitation masquerading as conservation. Yeah. Don't think that they don't deserve a clip on the way through. You can't hold a wedding for 1,000 people in a time of coronavirus. If you haven't seen Tiger King, then let me wet your whistle, okay?
Yeah.
Tiger King focuses on a man called Joe Exotic. He runs a tiger park called the Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park. There's a lot of tigers, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Joe is married with two husbands. One is a toothless icy, and one is a very handsome man that is also a massive stoner, and they are both in this marriage against their will. Joe is just providing with drugs because they're both drug addicts. That's right. Yes, that pricked your ears up. Joe is married with two husbands.
Yes.
Now, Joe wears a gun everywhere he goes, and he writes and records country and western songs about being gay and big cats. Have a listen.
I saw a tiger somewhere.
What a beautiful lyric. I saw a tiger and a tiger saw a man. Yes, and what was that man doing when the tiger saw him with two husbands, one being a terrible icy? Maybe that tiger would want to claw its own eyes out. He also has a bunch of homeless ex-criminals working for him. That's where he recruits at prisons after crims get out. And he gets them to raid the bins at Walmart for expired food, and that's how they feed themselves.
Oh my God. Wow.
It also has a lesbian that works for him, and she gets her arm bitten off, and you see it. You see her arm get bitten off. Spoiler alert. Stop. And then she's back at work a couple of days later being interviewed, and you see her lesbian stump. Yes, you do.
No.
This series features lesbian stump.
Don't.
I'll say it one more time. Lesbian stump.
Stop it.
Now,
it sounds beautiful,
now,
Rudy.
This is an amazing series, I'll tell you. Now, Joe is obsessed with an animal rights activist. Her name is Carol Baskin. Now, Carol also has a private zoo, but she calls it Big Cat Rescue. But people still pay to see her animals, even though Carol has rescued them. So she's still profiting, and she's an evil genius. Because she dresses her zoo up as a charity, all of the people that work there are volunteers. Mm. Brilliant.
I see. Right.
Now, the third member of this unholy trilogy, the three main characters, is a man that runs a massive tiger park, the most sophisticated of the three tiger parks. His name is Bhagavad Doc Antle. Now, he's an American redneck, but he went to India and became a Svengali, okay? And he runs a sex... He runs a sex cult and has three wives that work 18 hours a day, get paid $100 a week, and do whatever this sicko asks them to do. And I've got to say, Spider, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Yes.
How do you get a job like that? Anyway, to summarise, the Tiger King, it has everything. Tigers, lions, murder, a gay redneck thruple, a one-armed lesbian, alligator arson, mullets, pizza made from expired Walmart meat, a zoo-based sex cult, a crazy cat lady, and country songs about tigers and gay love. I hate myself that I love it so much. Five stars.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, I've got to watch it now.